Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 27. Coming up, St. Catherine Parish Council undertakes campaign to remove illegal signs. 26 DCS officers to participate in multinational training program, and government reaffirms commitment to the redevelopment of downtown Kingston. The news in detail after this message.
In observance of Right to Know Week, join the Access to Information Unit Office of the Prime Minister in partnership with CARIMAC for a public forum on the Access to Information Act, Impact, Challenges, Opportunities, Thursday, September 29 at 5 p.m. CARIMAC Annex 2, UIMONA, featuring the Honorable Derek Smith, Professors Trevor Monroe and Hope Tondon, and many others. Come and share in the conversation to advance public accountability and transparency.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is reaffirming the government's commitment to the redevelopment of downtown Kingston. Mr. Vaz says this is critical to the process of attracting investments and fueling economic growth.
By relocating specific government offices to downtown Kingston, such as the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry, we are signaling to investors our confidence in its potential as a major commercial and cultural hub. We see the vast historical and cultural potential of downtown Kingston as a tourist destination.
The minister was speaking at a recent business community sensitization meeting for the construction of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade building in downtown Kingston. Meanwhile, the Development Bank of Jamaica is reviewing a proposal to position Kingston as a cruise shipping destination.
This involves the construction of a cruise ship pier and a dramatic revitalization and restoration of Kingston's downtown and harbourfront areas, along with existing places of interest, to a world-class standard that will attract cruise ship lines.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, adds that the downtown Kingston Market District is also slated for improvement. He says a group of private sector leaders will partner with the government and other stakeholders to significantly upgrade a portion of the district to better serve vendors and patrons. The St. Catherine Parish Council has undertaken a campaign to remove illegal signs and advertisements across the parish. Businesses with signs or adverts in the Linstead, Spanish Town, and Old Harbour zones are being called on to legalize their advertising to avoid penalties. Chairman of the Council and Mayor of Spanish Town, Norman Scott, says billboards and other ads have been erected without the requisite permits, especially in areas where advertising is prohibited.
Things are illegal and we are going to be serious on them. We're going to be looking for the contacts and we are going to be coming after them.
Mayor Scott says the drive, which started on September 26, will continue through October. He is urging business operators to call the planning unit of the parish council at 984-311-122 to become compliant. And 26 Department of Correctional Services DCS officers are participating in a multinational training program beginning this week in Cannon City, Colorado, USA. They join officers from the Colorado Department of Corrections, Haiti, and Nigeria who have been selected for the two-week training exercise. The participants will be exposed to international standards and best practices designed to strengthen the rehabilitation process for inmates and wards in state institutions.
The generous and timely support is well received. It will undoubtedly aid us a great deal in treating with the heavy demands and the challenges in these institutions.
State Minister for National Security, Colonel Charles Jr. The training program hosted by the Correctional Management Institute will cover several topics, including case management duties and responsibilities, offender programs for success and reintegration preparation, alternatives to corrections, parole operations and early release supervision, and searches and shakedowns. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.